Right, the time 19 past 7 on Radio Veritas, the station bringing you the good news for a change. And at this time I'm going to interview, now I'm going to speak to you and introduce you to a special person, somebody called Tumi Ramonti. Good morning, Tumi.
Good morning, how are you?
I think right in front of that microphone, if you don't mind.
All right.
There we go. Is that fine? Good. Now, Tumi Ramonti, you are a self-taught pianist, and
I thought
I heard you playing the other evening at the Lyric Theatre, mm-hmm. where you played with an orchestra, and it was what was the name of the conductor again?
Sidwell Mhlongo.
And it was just a wonderful evening. I was so impressed with the talent there was. I mean, the orchestra was 99% black,
yeah.
And then they said, "Now we're going to have Beethoven's Emperor," and my goodness! And I thought to myself, well, what's going to happen here? And then on walked this young kid, and I thought, what's he going to do now? And he sat down at the piano, and on you went, and you really performed very, very well. Tumi, congratulations. It was a brilliant performance.
Thank you very much.
And, but I thought, I'd love to interview you one day, because you're a young person.
Mm-hmm.
You're a self-taught pianist.
Yes, true.
And I thought let's talk a little bit now about yourself. Where do you come from, and where does this interest in music and piano in particular come from?
Thank you very much. It's a privilege to be here. I'm from a township, Soshanguve. That's where I was born, basically. I never went to a music school. To study any music. I got interest in music when I was still in high school from my school choir.
Right.
Yes, that's where I got interest. But unfortunately, my high school did not offer any music lessons. So I used to go to the nearby high school where they had a piano. I heard a sound of a piano there passing by, going home one afternoon. So I got fascinated by the sound of the piano. So I used to go to that school just to see kids being taught how to play piano. But I was not allowed to participate in any of the activities took place in the class. But they gave me the opportunity just to sit in the class back there and listen to the teacher's teaching theory of music and the piano. But what amazed me, I was so understanding. I understood much quicker than all the other learners in the class.
Yes.
And when I was asked to try out things on the piano, they just worked out. I don't know how, I don't know, but it just works out practically like that. So that's where it started.
It started. And then did you study music to be able to read music or anything like that?
Well, not really. There was a teacher in that high school, the late Mr. Mehlo Makhulu. He gave me the opportunity just to go to UNISA and write grade 2 theory of music, which I passed.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was done with my high school. That's all I've got. So the rest, I was just inspired by passion and a lot of curiosity. So I read books on my own. I ask a lot of questions to people, and I practice a lot. I listen to a lot of classical music. Yeah, and I practice a lot. And I thank God, really. You know, it's God. It's not. For instance, that concerto, the Beethoven concerto. I was quite nervous about it, honestly, and people told me, no, it's not possible. You gotta go through stages. You must start with sonatas, and what I was just. But it's just.
You played that the Emperor, which was the third and the fourth or the second.
The second and the third.
Second and third movements.
Yes.
You played them out of your head. Now, did you memorize this by listening to it, or did you actually study it by reading the music?
I studied by reading.
The music.
Yeah, I by reading the music.
So you can actually read music all right?
Quite fluently.
Is that so?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
So, but you played the whole thing off by heart?
By heart. Almost all the music I played, from accompaniment, opera accompaniment, I guess I got a good memory. Yeah, I memorize easily, especially if the music fascinates me and I like the music.
Yeah.
So I just remember quickly.
Now, to me, you know what always fascinates me is I used to play the classical guitar.
Okay.
It was my passion was to play the classical guitar. Yeah. And I used to belong to what was called the Classical Guitar Society in Johannesburg.
Okay.
And there were a number of people who used to play. And I remember once coming to a performance, and there was a young black kid. Yeah. He wasn't more than two bricks in the tiki high. He was really he was a very tiny kid. The guitar was about the size that he was.
Oh, my God.
And I thought to myself, what's this kid going to do now? And he sat down on the stool, mm-hmm. and he put the guitar on his leg, and he started playing. Well, I was absolutely bowled over because he was playing classical guitar.
Oh,
he
wow.
was a young African kid.
Oh.
And I thought to myself, you know, African music is not quite like classical guitar.
Of course it's not.
Or like Beethoven and
at
so
all.
On. How did you feel about playing classical music with your deep-seated and your deep-rooted African soul? It's something that always fascinates me. I would love to hear from an African person like yourself just about this blend of your African soul with classical music, which tends to be rather Western rather than African.
Yeah, of course. It's, you know, to me, it's really, I call it a mystery. I don't know, because from where I come from, we're not that much exposed to classical music.
Mm.
But the first time I heard classical music, I think I listened to Mozart. Mozart, Così fan tutti. Thing. It just struck me inside, and I just love the colorful dynamics and sounds.
Right.
I don't have any better way really to explain how I it resonates well with me.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But I understand the progressions. I'm just in love.
Right.
With classical music, as African as I am, but. We all human, and music is music.
Yeah.
Good music is good music, and it attracts anyone.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, you're self-taught. You taught yourself, basically.
Yes.
Has there been anybody in your life that you've seen playing the piano that you thought, well, this is somebody who fascinates me, and he's taught me something?
Lang Lang. That's a Chinese pianist.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of DVDs by Lang Lang. I watch a lot of YouTube clips by Lang Lang. He's got a lot of critics, of course, but his attitude, the way he... the first time I saw Lang Lang, I couldn't believe his... Because I never knew anything, actually, about solo, playing solo on the piano. Lang Lang shook me. I was shocked by how Lang Lang interprets the music, how he get absorbed into the music.
Mm.
So Lang Lang is still my motivation by the strong character he portrays on the piano. Yeah.
And nobody has sat next to you and said, try this or do that?
Not at all.
Not at all. But do you have a lot of unorthodox finger movements?
I don't know.
Because, you know, why I'm saying that is if you had a teacher, for example,
uh-huh.
a coach, they might look at you playing and say, hey, Tumi, why didn't you try doing this? And you say, no, but I can't do that. I like doing it this way. I mean, nobody sat with you and looked at your fingering and so on. What fascinates me is how you just—I mean—you play so well, and I'm not a pianist at all, and I wouldn't know whether you're doing orthodox fingering or unorthodox fingering and so on.
Yeah.
And you've just done it yourself. I find this absolutely amazing.
Yeah, the good thing is we've got technology now, so I read a lot about basic things. Basic techniques, how to sit on the piano, the correct fingering, all sorts of important stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't have a coach. I would like to have a coach,
mm-hmm.
Somebody who's more experienced. I would like to learn, really. Yeah, but I got a lot of information just from watching master classes,
right,
on YouTube,
right,
and I try things on my own, right, and they work.
Okay. Now, Tumi, I've got here in the studio with me Colin York, who is an international accomplished pianist and organist and so on.
Oh my God!
Good, Father.
Colin. Now, Colin, I mean, you're listening to us now, and you're a pianist and an organist and whatever else. How does all this resonate with you?
Well, I think it's marvelous that we have this talent coming up.
Yeah,
absolutely brilliant.
And I mean, did you have, once upon a time yourself, have a coach or a?
Oh yes,
yeah.
You have to.
And you think that's important?
Very important.
So you think that's your advice to Tumi?
Well, I think, I mean, Tumi, I think you said yourself that even Lang Lang has teachers. Every concert pianist has at least one teacher. They have to keep abreast with the latest techniques and so on. And, You would be doing yourself a disservice,
yeah,
if you didn't have a teacher.
Yeah,
but I know they're not cheap.
Yes, sure. They're not. You know.
Or somebody might come forward and say, "Hey, I'd like to hear this guy play," you know, and yeah, maybe I can be his teacher.
Yeah,
who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, sure.
So there it is. So Colin, you're saying a coach or a teacher is an important...
Oh, vital.
Very vital. Vital. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm sure there are teachers here. I mean, I think of Diane Coutts, Jill Richards, who would be able to help you, I'm sure.
Oh, I'd really appreciate that.
And Sidwell, has he never suggested anybody to you?
He did.
Yeah?
Yeah, he did. There is Charles... I just forgot his name now, but he's from UP.
University of Pretoria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sidwell strongly recommended him,
yes,
that he's a good teacher, yeah, and a good pianist,
right,
as well. You know, I hope to get lessons soon.
Okay.
Soon from one of the teachers, because I really need it. Right. Yeah, there are some things I realize that you cannot figure out by yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just impossible by talent alone. You need mentors.
You're right.
Yeah. Right. Now, I'm talking to Tumi Ramonti, who is a young man. How old are you now, Tumi?
I'm 27 now.
Good Lord, you look like 18.
Oh.
27. Yes, yes, hang on. This is Tumi's father now. What is your name?
My name is Pete.
Pete, yes, yeah, Pete.
Our surname is Ramonja.
Ramonja.
Yeah, NTJA.
Oh,
RamonTJA.
Oh, is
Ramonja.
That? Oh, that's.
Yeah, we'll rectify that later.
Okay, thank you very much. Because in the program that we had on at the Lyric,
exactly,
they said Ramonja.
Correct.
It was incorrect.
It was. It
well,
is.
My apologies. My
exactly.
apologies.
No, you're not wrong at all.
Thank you so much.
It's Ramonja.
How do you, as dad, see your son now?
You know, I'm over the moon.
Are you a musician too?
No, 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 no. You know, firstly, I would like to thank God.
Yes.
I don't know where to start.
Yes.
I'm very proud of my son.
Right. You should be.
Very.
Yes.
I'll tell you straight. My father.
Yes.
My brother.
Yeah.
Actually, two brothers are artists.
Right.
My brother can draw anything.
Right.
He's also self-taught.
Also. Hmm.
So that is art.
Right.
My father is a dancer. For me, my interpretation, for me, that is art.
Yeah.
Can dance like nobody's business.
Right.
My father.
Yeah.
I was a professional player.
Right.
So that is art. For me, my interpretation, that is art.
Yeah.
Because I can do anything with my legs.
Right.
So this thing is in our blood.
Right.
It's, you know, it's there.
Right.
So that is why, and his angle,
yeah,
on his mother's side.
Right.
Kenneth McQueen is an artist.
Mm-hmm. So art runs in the family.
I'm telling you, it's in our bloodstream.
It's in your bloodstream. Well, may it always be like that.
Exactly. So now, we really thank God and then, the government of the day. I must point it out.
Mm.
We're very happy. Now, a lot of people were not exposed before.
Right.
Mm. As you said, you've rightly pointed it out. As a young black person.
Yes.
He's now exposed.
Right, yeah. Mm.
Then everybody appreciates what we are doing. We are there now.
All right.
You see, we're very happy. We're excited.
Right.
Well, we want the young black professionals to be there, to be seen by the world.
That's right. Exactly.
That is God's will.
Yes.
So we're really very happy.
Absolutely.
And I really thank God.
Yes.
For all these things.
Right.
We can now work together, as a collective, as a team.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. That's Tumi's father talking now. Very excited about.
I'm telling you, I'm over the moon.
Absolutely over the moon. Tumi, listen, I'm going to play a little snatch of Beethoven now, because this is what you played when was it? Last Saturday.
Last Saturday
at the Lyric.
Yes.
And we're going to play the second movement.
Okay.
Is it the third? Which one would you like?
Third movement, because it's quite exciting.
The third movement. All right. Let's take the third movement of Beethoven's Emperor. And did it take you a long time to learn this?
Well, about a month.
About a month.
To
got it onto your hard disk.
Yes.
Okay, let's have a snatch of the Emperor's third movement. This is not, of course, being played now by Tumi. It's a pity you should have brought a recording. Have you got a recording of that?
Oh, unfortunately, I'm not having it with me now.
No, did they make a recording that evening?
They did, of course they did.
And you have it?
Yeah, but just not with me now. Okay. But I do have it.
Pity you should have brought it with you. We would have played it.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's hear this one. And who's playing this now? Let's have a look and see. Give me the CD. This is the Emperor, Beethoven's Emperor. And this is going to be played now by... Let's have a look and see who this is. The piano is Rudolf Serkin. You know this man, don't you, Colin?
Not personally.
No, you don't know him personally. I know him as an old friend.
Rudolf
Serkin playing the third movement of Concerto number 5 in E flat by Beethoven, the Emperor. Right, there we go. That was Beethoven's Piano Concerto number 5 in E flat major, in E flat. It's called the Emperor, and that was being played there by Rudolf Serkin at the piano. I'm talking to Tumi Ramonchi, and we're talking about him, who is a self-taught pianist. Tumi, tell us about yourself. How long do you practice every day?
As long as I could.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't get the chance to practice as much as I'd like to because I do a lot of traveling to choirs.
Right.
Yeah. But as long as I'm at home and I have time, I don't have many friends.
Mm.
So the piano is my friend.
And you have a piano at home?
Well, no, it's a digital piano.
Really?
Yeah, the 88 keys digital piano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have a grand piano at home.
It's quite expensive.
Well, maybe somebody listening to us now will donate you a grand piano.
Wouldn't
that be wonderful?
So happy. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Oh, so you've got a digital piano?
Yeah, it's a digital piano.
And
yeah.
So it must have been wonderful when you played at the Lyric. You played on a Steinway, did you?
On the Steinway. And the good thing is I had a chance to practice on it.
Yes.
On the piano.
How did it feel?
It lifted my spirit, actually, because it's not the same as a keyboard.
Right.
You see, the acoustic piano is much natural. The sound is inviting. It's appetizing. So I was excited and more comfortable to play on that grand piano.
Yeah.
Yeah, than on just a keyboard.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, during the day, you do a lot of practicing, you say?
Yes.
And you accompany choirs?
Choirs, choral choirs. I don't know how many choirs, many choirs in the country. Yeah.
So you do a lot of that then?
Yeah.
And you travel around quite a lot?
Around the country and in neighboring countries like Zimbabwe, Lesotho, Swaziland, and Botswana,
right?
Yeah, for choral and opera music.
Do you have any commitments at home? You're not married, I presume.
Not yet.
Not yet, eh?
No.
So you don't have a wife and children to look after?
No. I just live with my
your father.
Yeah, actually, it's my uncle.
Your uncle? Well, he's all right. In Kasusutu, you say he's Gintadiwa.
Yeah, Kasu, you know, in African way, he's my father. Because he came to live with me. Both my I'm the only child by at home.
Yes.
So both my parents, they unfortunately passed away. So my uncle came and became a father to me. So I have a father.
That's fantastic.
No, yeah.
Wonderful, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you're proud of him too, as he
I'm
is
very
of you.
Proud. He's very supportive.
That's very good.
And he's caring a lot. So,
are you able to make a living out of your music career?
Decent living.
A decent living?
Yes.
Oh, that's very nice. So,
yeah.
You're not living on the pavement?
No.
All right. And now, when you played this, the Emperor, the other night, you've never played with an orchestra before.
Never.
So that was the thrill of your life to play with
that
an orchestra.
That was a highlight of my life. I'll never forget that experience.
Yes.
And thank you very much to Sidwell Mhlongo and the Gauteng Choristers for giving me such an opportunity to really have that kind of feel of playing with an orchestra. I wish to do it more often now.
And do you think that's coming up? Do you think that will happen again?
I think so. Why not?
Why not? Of course.
Of course, because I can really do it, especially if I get a good teacher to coach me to be better and better and better and better. That's where I'm looking.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And if you had to play with an orchestra again, who would you like? What composer would you like to play? Or is that a difficult question to ask?
Right now, I'm in love with Beethoven, but I love Mozart as
well. Mozart,
My
favorite is Mozart.
Yeah, Mozart is quite charming music.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful music.
Yes, sure.
And you listen a lot to music?
A lot. I listen a lot. I overdose myself.
Do you have a big collection of CDs?
Yes.
Yes.
A big collection. I don't know how much DVDs, especially by vocal music. I was inspired a lot by vocal music than just instrumental music until Sidwell introduced me to just instrumental music.
Now, I wanted to just change in for we got a little while left. We got a caller on the line. Let's have a look and see. Yes, just put on those earphones, please, if you don't mind. Hello. Hello, Father Emil.
Father Emil, good morning.
Good morning. I'm speaking to?
Marianne from Victory Park.
Yes, Marianne. Thanks for calling.
Yes, just to say that I actually saw Tumi play and heard him play on the 12th of August at Gold Reef City.
Okay, you were there.
I was there. I was one of the few people, the place was crowded.
Yes.
But yeah, I was one of the few, shall we say, white people that was there, and it was superb.
Wasn't it stunning? I saw it on television.
No, I was physically there. It was a wonderful evening. It was just brilliant watching Timmy play, and I think this young man has just got such a future in front of him.
Absolutely. There's something dynamite about him because, I mean, when I saw him coming out to play on stage, I thought it was, oh, no, who's this guy? What's he going to do? He actually looks quite younger than he did on the stage.
Well, the performance is there. It's golden, golden sound. It's beautiful. And he's a wonderful, talented young man.
Oh, thank you very much. You know how I don't know how to explain how I feel to hear such positive remarks. It's quite motivating.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
There you go, Mary.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much indeed. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Father. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye now. There you go. Makes you feel good, doesn't it? Eh?
It does.
It's nice to get a bit of a stroke every now and then.
Of course. I'm happy that people welcome the performance with positive hearts.
It was very nice.
Yeah, thank you.
I wanted to talk a little bit about African music, because on that evening we had, it was Leslie Nkuna.
Nkuna, yes.
And the Crucifixion.
Yes.
And that kind of music. And also there is a wealth of African talent out there.
True.
Beautiful African music.
True.
Have you, are you into that as well?
Yeah, I do African music because it's quite easy, honestly, to do it practically. I love African music. It's just that I feel the Western music, it's more it's got space to, yeah. to really explore, and so many dynamics introduced right. in there. But African music is quite simple, original,
right.
and good music to listen to. Yeah.
There we go. But Tumi, listen, we have to wind up now because we usually open the lines for people to phone in prayer intentions and so on. But I want to thank you very much.
Thank
I
you.
Really just wanted to crack this egg and introduce you to our listeners because I was deeply impressed when I heard you playing.
Oh, thank you.
And
very
even
much.
More so now meeting you in
yeah,
the flesh.
Thank you.
And
very much.
Coming here with your father, your uncle,
yeah.
call him what you like.
Yeah.
But I want to wish on behalf of all of us at Radio Veritas,
yeah.
thank you for coming in. I wish you lots of strength, and I really hope that you find a coach
yeah.
or somebody that will accompany you
yes.
to make you even better than
yes,
you are now.
Yes.
And that one day we'll invite you in again. Next time you bring some of your recordings.
Yes, sure.
Then we'll play some of your recordings.
Thank you very
but
much.
See this as your home. You're always very welcome to come and share with us here
thank
at Radio
you very
Veritas.
Much. Yeah, I feel good. I feel privileged to have such an opportunity. Yeah, it's quite humbling to me, and most importantly, it's motivating to really do more, to see how people really appreciate this kind
right.
of work. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much to me, and thank you to your uncle, your dad, for coming into the studio
thank
this morning.
It's a million.
Thank you very
thank
much
you very
indeed.
Much. Thank you.
That was Tumi
Ramoncha.
Ramoncha. Ramoncha.
Thanks a million.
There we go. There we go. And then. And that was, I think, a very interesting little interview that I had with Tumi about his profession, his music, his love for music. And the next time he comes, he's going to bring something that he's recorded himself and that you can listen to and enjoy. The time, 9 minutes to 8:00.